James Alex Fields, charged with plowing his car into protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, killing one, was photographed that day with members of the neo-Nazi group Vanguard America. They joined others like Identity Europa, the Daily Stormer, the KKK, at the Unite the Right rally last weekend. We've been looking at them through the filter of race, but Oren Siegel, director of the Center on Extremism for the Jewish civil rights group, the Anti-Defamation League, is watching as well. Oren, Nazi salutes, swastikas out in the open. Thoughts?
Unfortunately, you know, the type of activity and hatred that we saw in Charlottesville is something that we expected. For several months now, white supremacists of all kinds have felt particularly emboldened, have felt that perhaps now is the time to make their message heard. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, that is actually a huge concern.
Well, in fact, there was a months-long organizing campaign on social media. They knew that because they were being so open about it, there would be protesters there as well. And in fact, Keegan Hanks, who's a researcher for the Southern Poverty Law Center, says that he believes that the purpose was to have the violence so that these could be recruiting images that could go out that would purport to show people on the right being brutalized by protesters.
Yeah, there's no doubt that when you have physical confrontation at these white supremacist rallies, that the only people that are able to win are the white supremacists themselves, because it feeds into their narrative that they are being victimized, that they need to have a new white civil rights movement. And so they do welcome the attention that comes with these rallies, but also the physical confrontation.
Yeah. Well, what is Vanguard America? This is the group that James Alex Fields, he posed in a picture with other members wearing their khaki pants, their white shirts. The group now is saying that he was not an official member, but his school teachers have surfaced saying that he's been fascinated with and a lover of Nazis most of his life. What is Vanguard America?
So Vanguard America is one of a handful of new groups that are relatively loosely affiliated that have emerged in the last 18 months or so. They're distinguished by a younger demographic, the frenetic use of social media, a younger version of much of the same old hatred that we've seen for many years.
There's the Daily Stormer, the neo-Nazi website, Virulent, run by Andrew Anglin. How many members? Where is it based?
So the Daily Stormer, which appears to be actually going down very soon, is one of the more popular websites for the white supremacist movement. There are some Daily Stormer book clubs made up of people, but it's not an organized group the way that, say, the Klan was over the years. And I think this leads to a very important point. Most extremist groups, including white supremacist groups, are unaffiliated with any actual group. They're able to borrow ideologies, they're able to weaponize social media, and it's a lot more loosely organized than ever before.
And Oren, just very briefly, your sense on these groups that might have been competitive in the past, uniting?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, white supremacists fight with each other all the time. To get everybody together under this cause, I think, is what makes this moment different. They truly believe that this is the time to have a white civil rights movement and that they are on the vanguard of that movement.
Oren Siegel, director of the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism. Oren, thank you.
My pleasure.